Hey everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It's the only 18-minute podcast. You can listen in the car, you can take it on a walk, you can do a lot of things with it, but it's always short and sweet. It's Alan Scher, I'm your host. You know I run the Spa Industry Association. We have over 70,000 members across the globe. Today I have one of my very favorite vendor partners with me because she's a magician. She's not really a magician, but she does a lot of stuff and she does all of it real well. Please say hi to Editha Satchel. How are you, Editha?
Hey, Alan. I'm doing very, very well.
Go ahead.
I just said I love that magician thing. You know, I really do.
Well, wait a minute. Does it, Editha? Everybody feels like a magician today, right? I mean, tell me you're not juggling like 13 balls, right?
Oh, we do. Oh, my goodness. We do, especially at the end, you know, of the year, right?
Well, and I think as we get near the end of the year, we're going to talk about this in a minute, but, you know, the system today is such that it's fast. Everyone is doing everything fast. And with the salon and spa business picking itself back up, this is just one of those things where everyone seems to be doing a lot and working hard. And that's a good thing too, right? That everybody's busy.
That's right. No, I agree. I agree. We need to be busy.
Yeah. And some good news too. And I think I said this the other day to somebody, but it almost feels, Editha, like in the last 6 to 8 weeks, someone has been pushing the dimmer switch up. It is absolutely busy. I know you're busier. Travel is busy. Oh, we got to tell people what you do too. But everyone is busy. All the manufacturers and distributors I'm talking to are busy. If a spa's open, regardless of what percentage they're open, they're busy.
So true. I agree. And this is where we see everywhere, despite the fact that we're in COVID, right?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Hopefully now with Pfizer and J&J announcing they have these 90%, virus cures? Vaccines.
Vaccine.
Let's hope that we will, within 6 months, a year and a half, whatever it takes, we're going to get back to some form of normalcy along the way. My mouth, God's ears, right? That we get back to that.
Oh, I hope so too, especially in the travel, right? We want that. We need that. And not only, you know, as business travelers, but also as leisure. We want to go on vacation. We want to be able to leave our houses, right?
Okay. You run Satchel Global Travel and Wellness. People, the website is SATCHELLE global.com. SATCHELLE global.com. So please go visit the site. There's so much stuff on your site. It always takes me I get sidetracked when I go to your site reading a lot of the stuff that you have put out there. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about oncology because you're very engaged in that. There isn't a person I don't know that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way or form. So just tell our listeners about the oncology part of your world.
Perfect. Okay, right. So let me just quickly say what I do so then I can then relate to the oncology thing. So I focus on helping spa owners, spa salon owners, estheticians, to boost their profit, to get more clients, to tap into traveling consumers, whether they are traveling on business or leisure, and get more money, you know, earn more, provide more services, you know, I help them to build their client database, increase retention, client retention, get more and new type of clients, and help them to move their product sales, especially sometimes when people find it challenging to move their products. But when it comes to oncology aesthetics, I help travelers who are cancer survivors, and I help spa owners who have cancer survivors clients. So it's super important these days because, a lot of, if I work with travelers, if I work with estheticians, there are a lot of clients that we have, or busy travelers who are cancer survivors, or estheticians have clients who are cancer survivors, and we need to be able to help them and support them and not to be scared of that.
Is there special Give me some of the travel idioms that go along with people who either have cancer and are going through treatment or surviving. What is it that's special for them to be able to travel properly?
So the very first thing is getting ready, knowing what to expect when you travel. Very important to be able to get ready, what to pack, what not to pack. Number two, if they are traveling by plane, cancer survivors should really pay attention to things that are happening on the plane with the body, with the environment. You know, the humidity is very low, so their skin is usually very dry already, and it will get even drier, you know, more dry on the plane.
This is on top of the fact you have to bring your own food today, right?
Well, yes, it depends when you travel, correct? Yeah. I mean, yes.
So I love this. I mean, my wife is a cancer survivor of 30 plus years, and so it's always close to our hearts. Her good friend is a breast cancer survivor from 42 years ago and is still cooking. So it comes up all the time, and I'm glad that you are doing, it warms my heart always when we have this conversation about oncology, and it's really critical. And people can find more information where? Is that on your website or a different website about that?
It is on my website, sachalglobal.com, and there is a section dedicated to spa salon owners. Definitely something people should take a look at. I was certified by Oncology Aesthetics, who is run by Morag Karin. Amazing woman, very knowledgeable, and she's doing also a lot of training that specialize in oncology aesthetics for spa salon owners.
Wonderful. So, yes. Okay, so you know our podcast is named Flock and Gather because my team got tired of me saying the words flock and gather, because that's what our industry does, right? We flock to trade shows. We're always being together. We gather. It's kind of the nature of our beast. So even though you're not seeing trade shows right now, everything that I'm reading, Adita, about travel in the time of Corona hasn't really slowed down. In fact, I was reading this morning about Thanksgiving travel and how the numbers are going to be huge. I just talked to a friend of mine who's flying up to Cincinnati to be with his 95-year-old mother for Thanksgiving, and he's going for 2 weeks so that he can be by himself first and get a COVID test and spend the time. But a huge part of the travel today is holiday travel. People are still taking their families on vacation. So address how that works within your system, because I know you are right on the spot when it comes to travel.
That's correct. A lot of people come to me and they say, Adita, can you get me travel ready during COVID? Because I don't know what to do, right? A lot of business travelers who used to travel before COVID a lot, and they stopped a little bit, and now they're getting ready to travel again. They come to me and they say, Adita, I'm scared. I want to travel. I don't know how. So what I do, I work with busy travelers one-on-one, and I work with corporations. I work with groups of people who are traveling, like a family vacation or a small conference or whatever it is, get them travel ready to do that. I talk about, you know, their beauty routine, their youthfulness routine. I talk about, you know, what to pack, what not to pack, what to expect when you are in destination, when you are visiting your family, your elderly. I talk about what's happening when you are traveling with kids, right, with your children. I talk about business lounges, all sorts of different things that they need to know to understand and get ready, be ready.
Do you know, I just had some friends in Minneapolis who went to Florida and back, and my buddy Mike was telling me the airport was absolutely spick and span. Everyone had a mask on. The plane was incredibly clean. And this is a guy who travels a lot for business too, as we do. And said it could not have been more seamless and clean. And he said people should have no compunctions about getting on an airplane right now at all.
That's correct, because you see, I traveled myself with my daughter during the July and August vacation season. It was amazing. I have to tell you, this was one of the best travel experiences I've had. there was, you know, people were respecting each other. People were not crowding. The airplanes were spotless. They introduced in the past, let's say they had like 13 different checkpoints for cleaning the plane between flights. Now there is twice as many. They're improving the filtration systems. They're doing a lot of other things that you will be surprised actually how clean it is now.
Kathy and I, in June, similar to you, we went up to Minneapolis to get the house closed up for sale. And I have to tell you, even back in June, I had no problem going through the airport and check in and getting on the airplane. And people seem way more calm in the airport now than they ever have in my life. It's kind of you're talking to a guy who used to travel 125, 35,000 miles a year between, I've been to Dubai and Beijing and everywhere in between. And it was really, I said to Kathy, I can't believe how relaxed I feel in the airport. I mean, it's just a nice experience. So people should not be afraid. And they should look you up because you have just great programs. And for a lot of people who don't want to, you know, manage their own travel issues, you having someone to do it for you, it's just like hiring an expert in the field, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, what I do, I give people peace of mind. Okay. Someone said that.
Good. I want to jump back to something earlier because one of the 13 hats that you wear is kind of a consulting hat. And you mentioned two of my favorite words earlier when we were speaking, retail and revenue, because those things go hand in hand. They both start with R. I know they have a lot of other things in common as well, but if you're not ringing your cash register, if you're not selling retail products, if you're not, can we use rebooking as the third R? Those should be the three R's, right? Retail, revenue, and rebook. And I know that you're now putting on workshops and other things. So in the couple minutes we have left, will you please address what you're doing with your workshops?
Right. So what with my workshops, what I do, I help spa salon owners, estheticians to grow their revenue, boost their profit, find new ways to actually sell more products to traveling consumers. And I usually talk about 300% growth in selling their products, the retail products, right? Of course, it depends on the, you know, how engaged the esthetician is, involvement, accountability, and so on when it comes to the training. But that's what it is. And people think it's difficult to boost their, you know, retail product sales. It's not. You guys need to really realize if you are talking to the right person, and this is what I teach. I teach you how to sell without selling, how to increase this retail product sales, how to, as you say it, Alan, rebook, right? Get there, increase the client, you know, as I call it, loyalty for life, advocacy for life. How to grow your brand recognition, how to enter new markets, how to engage new type of clients than the traditional and sell it, your products and services in a non-traditional way. I mean, this is a mind-blowing training which I provide and you will not find it anywhere else because it's so innovative, so different and actually amazing. And it works.
I love it. Well, and you do that survey off your website too. I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm one who fills all the surveys out. I know a lot of people ignore them, but I like being able to share info. Like last weekend, we played golf somewhere. Do you know by the time after I finished golfing and I got back home, there was a survey in my email box from that golf club that I had just played an hour before that said, thanks for coming out. We really appreciate your business. Could you help us and fill out this 10 questions survey? Which of course I did. And frankly, I didn't even need them to offer me anything. But Aditya, people probably get tired of hearing me say this. When I got in the business 33 years ago, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. Nothing's changed today, right? Buying education to me is enhancing the growth of your business. And we cannot all be experts in every field. That's why we hire people like you so that we can get the experience we need to go forward and improve our business.
That's exactly right. You need to look for new solutions. You need to look for coaches, trainers, or whoever, programs which are new, totally new, so that you can gain that, you know, that advantage. You can be the leader, you know, and be different because we want to differentiate and we have to differentiate ourselves from the crowd.
We've been speaking today with Editha Satchel. She runs Satchel Global Wellness. You can find her website at Satchel. I always have to spell it for people so they get it right. It's SATCHELLEGlobal.com. She is, I know I said a magician earlier, I'm going to say it again. She's a magician. She's a Jack or a Jacqueline of a lot of different things. It's great having your expertise with us today. And people, go sign up for her workshops. It's fabulous education.
Thank you very much, Alan. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to continue to support estheticians and spa owners and this beauty industry and community. I love it.
Me too. Thank you so much. And people, remember, please be kind to one another.